Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Overreact, Jims. Texas will not make the college football playoff. Three losses. They won't play for a conference title. They lost to a 7-loss Florida team this year. The resume is disqualifying. They just got blown out by Georgia. Wave goodbye, everybody. They're done.
Yeah, they're done. They lost to Ohio State. They lost to Florida. I think, you know, whether it's the Florida game or it's Georgia, it doesn't matter. There's three losses. Now, they do have the chance to spoil Texas A&M's season
a bye, maybe a bye,
but
kick them out of
I think any team with three losses at this point is out. I don't think this is an overreaction.
Oh, wow. I disagree. I think this is an overreaction for right now because they can beat A&M. Get a signature win. Three losses, I don't think, is out yet. There's a lot of football left to play. A lot of ACC teams floating in there. If they kind of just win out and then sit on the sideline, I think they could still sneak in at 12.
I'm with the Mafia.
Can't be at 12.
Well, 11.
11. He means the last spot. Steve Sarkisian is Cowboy James Franklin. 1-7 in top five games at Texas. His offense shrivels up. They can't run the ball. The red zone becomes an issue. Sark, for his career, has one conference championship. Call it what it is. James Franklin with a cowboy hat.
I think, okay, I know what the numbers say. I think this is an overreaction right now. He's definitely on the James Franklin path. But I think James Franklin did that over, almost a decade at Penn State. Sark hasn't been there that long. I'm going to give him just another year or two, another year with, and whatever he does at the quarterback position. I don't know that Arch is the answer for next year, but I'm going to allow him a little bit more time.
This is not an overreaction. He is Cowboy James Franklin, and I love it, by the way. I love the name. 91-55 overall in his coaching career. That's just not very good. 4-5 in bowl games, 2-2 in the college football playoff. Cowboy James Franklin made a playoff. Yeah. He didn't do much in it.
Yeah.
Got lucky and got SMU at home.
On the flip side, Oklahoma will make the college football playoff. They've beaten Bama in Tuscaloosa. They won at ranked Tennessee at night. Also beat ranked Michigan, too, for what it's worth. Gives them three top 25 wins, no bad losses, and the rest of their schedule, Mizzou and LSU at home.
All right, well, I'm not giving them any credit for beating Michigan at home, but they've got two games left at home, Missouri and LSU. I think they win both those games, and if I'm going on the same premise of Texas is out with three losses, Oklahoma's in with only two losses.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I think they're in. You said it, Jim. Road wins at Tennessee and at Alabama. They survive their schedule. Hopefully no letdown for them. I do think they're a little vulnerable this coming week. We shall see. But I don't see how they can't make it at this point. And they would have a tiebreaker over Michigan.
Thanks, Ken Maeda. Speaking of Michigan, Ohio State will come into Ann Arbor favored by two touchdowns and cover the spread. Bryce is still very much a freshman, like many we've seen before. He had three turnovers in the fourth quarter against Northwestern. I'm giving him the third on the botched handoff on the fourth and one. But he also threw two dumb interceptions. He has seven touchdowns to five picks on the year. OSU is rolling. They won't make the same mistake they did last year.
I don't think this is an overreaction at all. You know, and say whatever you want about their offense and not going up against elite defenses. They're going to play a good defense at Michigan, but it all comes down to the offensive side of things. This is a better offense than Michigan had last year, except I just don't trust that they're – I mean, if they're a two-touchdown favorite, I would anticipate that Ohio State's going to score three touchdowns. Does Michigan score one? And you can't rely on field goals.
Right, Tom?
This is an overreaction. After last year, all bets are off on this game. Like, I can't believe Michigan went down there and won still last year. And if Michigan gets this, you know, especially with their offensive line, hey, we're going to dominate them in the trenches. They'll be able to run the ball, keep the game close. I just think until I see Ohio State do it at this point, you know, it's one of the good things Sherrone Moore can do.
It, to me, it would take a very similar game plan by Ryan Day and Ohio State not to attack the secondary and to say, we're going to beat you running the game. I don't have a lot of respect for Ryan Day for a lot of different things, but I got to think that he has some semblance of common sense.
No, he got into some physical, you know, bleeping match last year because he wanted to out-bully Michigan.
Right, I don't think he does that this year.
Well, until I see it.
Do me.
Sam, I know, John, sometimes figuring people are dumb.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold is not a franchise quarterback. He's not someone you build around. Four interceptions in a big game against a real defensive front this week.
So I'm not sure what you're defining as a franchise quarterback. Do I think he is one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world? Yes.
That's a starter. I would say a franchise guy is one of the 10 to 12 best in the sport.
Okay, so he's not a top 10 quarterback. Yeah, this is not an overreaction.
This is not an overreaction. He's not a franchise quarterback. A franchise quarterback is somebody that you can win a Super Bowl with. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The Eagles and the Rams won their games because their quarterbacks didn't lose the game. I think Jared Goff lost the game last night. I think he's the primary reason. That completion percentage is a joke. Brendan had the stat earlier in one of his updates. A 70% quarterback with that percentage or higher has never thrown for 44 or whatever it was with Goff. I mean, it is what it is, guys.
It says, Mew, Myles Garrett will break the NFL single season sack record. He had four this weekend. He has 15 in 10 games, one away from his career high, and on pace for 25 and a half. Move over, Strahan.
Yeah, and you look at the teams that they play. They've got the Titans. I would expect that that's a multi-sack day. The Bears, probably the same thing. The Steelers, same thing. Bengals, same thing. Yeah, I think he breaks it.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. I think at this point it's the one thing they can play for too, by the way. So they're situationally going to try to get this. And maybe, like, I think he might get to, like, 27 or something like that. The sad result here is that he's going to break T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan's, John, record of 22 and a half.
And I'll be cheering the whole way.
The Chargers' offensive line will cost them a playoff spot. They're in right now, but Herbert was pressured on 48% of dropbacks, second highest figure for him this season. They're 7-4, but for how long? There are no good solutions coming out of the bye week.
No, I don't think this is an overreaction. I do think they miss out just because they've been brutalized by injuries on the offensive line. And, I mean, they ended up pulling Justin Herbert, you know, early in the fourth quarter just so he wouldn't get hurt. They play the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Broncos.
How about those fronts?
Yeah, if you can't block them up, it's going to be a long rest of the season.
All right, I'm going to treat this much like I did Texas. I think this is an overreaction for right now. They do have seven wins already. 9 or 10 is probably going to get you in. The bottom of the AFC is that last spot's really going to be up for grabs. I mean, you're including teams like the Jags and Texans. You think both of them would make it?
Well, but a team like the Chiefs who's out, I'm not willing to bury yet.
You're right. I think the Chiefs are the one team that will get in, but there'll still be that seventh spot sitting there. And I don't trust the Steelers to be a wild card because I think the Ravens are coming.
Yeah.
So I just think for now, there's so much football left. Same thing I said with Texas. Although, yeah, with the defenses that they have to play, who knows?
Depth.
The Detroit Pistons are more likely to win their conference than the Detroit Lions. We now know what's going to happen for Detroit. They're going to have to win four playoff games to win a Super Bowl. They will have to win three playoff games to win the NFC. And we know these defensive fronts are going to cause them problems. In the NBA, the East is wide open. In the NBA, Cade Cunningham can be a closer. Tom's already talked about how he has questions about Goff closing. The Pistons have a better chance to win their conference than the Lions.
It's so early in the NBA season. To me, it's an overreaction at this point. And so I'm not sitting here, I'm not predicting that either win their conference or that the Lions do, especially with the way the offensive line has played. However, if you can get Mahogany back, and I don't know what type of injury Ratledge is dealing with, it's a long shot, I think, to win the NFC and to be able to win three playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. And quite honestly, they've never done it before, so I don't know why I wouldn't say this is an overreaction. I just think that today we're all feeling bad. We're all feeling down. I'm just – this to me right now, with as early as the NBA season is an overreaction because we don't know, is Cade ever going to come back? I mean, we all think he will.
Of course.
I just think it's too early.
John, I think that's the closest you've ever come to going SOL with that comment, that they've never done it before. You never refer to the franchise's past that much in terms of like evaluating one season team.
Right.
So, yeah, congratulations. Welcome to the club.
I did not go SOL, okay, just to make sure that we're clearly defined on that.
We're divvying up 4% and 5% chances right now is what we're really doing. So I'm with John. I think it's an overreaction that the Pistons could actually play in the NBA Finals because they haven't won a playoff series yet with Cade and this group. Mm-hmm. The Lions have at least won playoff games with this group, although my confidence was pretty shot last night.
That was a different offensive line that won playoff games before.
I know.
All right, those are your overreact, Jims. Today's football coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're going to spend more time on the Lions and more of your feedback in the fallout from Sunday night. It's 97.1.
Hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdown to who's going to win. And with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on all the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any and every snap. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to bet on tonight's game. And that's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions do apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I see you guys on hold. We'll get back to the Lions calls. First, Heather with the news.
Yep, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. So Detroit native and recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Jack White will headline the Lions Thanksgiving Day game. It's great. His selection comes on the heels of last week's news that Eminem and his manager, Paul Rosenberg, will serve as the executive producers of the show and the following shows through 2027. Yep. So that's exciting news. Another Detroit native will also be performing the national anthem, gospel singer CeCe Winans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's set to it's be gonna a good. Be, both will be good.
Yes. And remember, it will air at 1 p.m.
John.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Annoying.
How could they?
I know. How dare they move it?
Tradition.
A California woman is potentially facing years in prison for her alleged role in this elaborate retail fraud scheme that spanned multiple states, including here in Michigan. And it involves stolen credit card information to purchase thousands and thousands of dollars in gift cards. So this woman was actually arrested last week by Canton police. And police say that she drove from California to Michigan, where she hit nearly a dozen stores, purchased about $10,000 worth of gift cards using stolen credit card information. And then those gift cards were then either resold or used to purchase these high-end electronics that would be for sale overseas or domestically as well. Police believe this woman basically would do this daily, purchase up to $5,000, $10,000 in gift cards every day. They say this was her full-time job, and she was part of a larger retail crime organization. She's facing 17 counts of identity theft and is being held in Wayne County Jail on a $50,000 cash bond. A Detroit man is lucky to be alive after this really wild crash that took place while he was exiting the Lodge Freeway on Thursday night. So police say this 37-year-old driver was speeding, driving his Kia while exiting the Lodge to Wyoming when he crashed through the freeway fencing, went airborne, overturned on top of a Dodge Ram truck. The driver then was partially ejected, they say, got pinned between the truck and his vehicle. Firefighters had to cut the driver free. Like I said, he survived, was taken to the hospital. And Michigan State Police are using this incident basically to remind everybody how excessive speeding is very dangerous, especially on freeway ramps, right? You need to slow down when you're entering or exiting a highway.
Yep.
And just they say, hey, make sure you're following the speed limit and yellow warning signs. Mm-hmm. Be careful out there. This is pretty cool. If you live in Oakland County, specifically in the Pontiac area, you may have had a Amazon delivery by drone and within the hour. So they just started this drone delivery for like hour, depending on what you purchase, right? It's not for every single item on Amazon. But they say homes within about 7 to 8 miles of the Amazon fulfillment center in Pontiac can get their deliveries within an hour by drone.
And it just drops near your front porch?
Oh, it's on the roof. Shoot.
I'm just curious as to...
I wanted to see it. There was a little video of the drone, which was cool because it's a... Obviously, it's a big drone. It's not...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it just gets as close to your...
When did this start?
It just started.
Started this weekend. I'm curious if anybody's had this happen.
I'd like to see it.
Where did you say this is happening at?
Well, it's in Oakland County, specifically in Pontiac, but also could be in parts of Auburn Hills, Bloomfield Hills, Bloomfield Township, Waterford.
Right, yeah.
And then it is expected to expand to other areas. They say Amazon also plans to offer drone delivery for its site in Hazel Park. And they say when that begins, it would serve homes within an 8-mile radius of that center.
I'm also curious just to see what this looks like, because there are, especially leading into the Christmas season, there are so many Amazon deliveries. Like, are we going to just see the skies littered with drones?
I don't think so, because it's not up to Amazon. You have to choose this delivery.
Oh, okay.
If you want it within an hour, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people that will do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, there probably will be, but I bet it will be very, I don't know. I picture it being very limited to what you can use, what item you can use.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a larger purchase, you're not going to use a drone. Yeah. No, like it's got to be something semi-small, right?
And not fragile.
True. The China! No! Bro.
Yes.
It's Heather with the news. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Lions fans, there's no shortage of things to complain about from that Sunday night game. We spent a lot of time building that up, really, for a couple years now. How do the Lions match up with the Eagles? No. Not well.
Nope.
Specifically, their D-line overwhelming Detroit's offensive line. I think it all comes back to that. It's what creates 0 for 5 on fourth down. It's what creates Jared Goff turning into a pumpkin. It's what creates a loss.
They got dominated up front. And it wasn't just the three interior offensive linemen. It was the tackles as well. It was the tight ends when they were in short yardage goal line situations. It was just a poor performance.
And I know we've already received texts and a call on the officiating blunder. Well, Lions should have got one more chance.
Right, yeah, they should have.
Sure. I don't know that they would have done anything with it.
That's the question that we don't know the answer to.
And they had squandered so many opportunities all day that their defense, quite frankly, kept giving them.
Mm-hmm.
Defense played great. They wasted a stellar defensive performance. And if you want to complain about a possession that you didn't get, blame Dan Campbell at the half. Going into half with three timeouts. 248-539-9797. Like I said, you want to complain about J-Mo? You want to complain about Jalen Phillips and the moves that the Eagles make that we don't? There's a lot, and we leave it to you. Let's get to Tony in Ferndale. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right.
I'm going to steal Carson Anderson's bit for the week, my champ and chump of the week. Pretty simple. Champ of the week, Kelvin Shepard, actually performed with limited weapons, as he's continued to do. I think he's won our votes here in Detroit. Chump of the week, not John Morton, because he really doesn't have a purpose anymore by the sounds of it, but I'll say Brad Holmes. Again, like you've been saying, John, all morning, where, you know, no moves on the offensive line in the offseason, at the beginning of the season, and at the deadline. It's just unacceptable, and that's what happens. This is the fruits of our labor for Brad Holmes being terrified to pick up a phone and make a phone call to get someone in the door, anyone. And he did nothing. And now this is the price that we pay. So, and then the chumps of the millennium are the NFL officiating. Absolute joke. Softest league in the world.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, we're not taking votes, but noted. And
passing along to the guys.
I don't know. There was one offensive lineman that was moved, and he is now an LA Charger. It's not working out for them.
No.
In the addition of having that offensive lineman pinning that was originally in New Orleans, I don't know that there was really anyone that you were going to be able to go out there and get. I don't know that there wasn't. My point is, if you go back to February, March, and April, when Zeitler decides that for his own personal reasons, he wants to go down to Tennessee, you lose him. And all you do is, and I'm fine with drafting Ratledge.
I think he's
going to be good.
Me too.
But there was no depth on the offensive line. Now Mahogany's out. Ratledge is dealing with an injury. And I know he came back, gutted his through that game, but you're working with a second round pick that is hurt going against Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. And I think the bigger mistake is when Frank retired, that at that time, you weren't able to go out there and improve the interior three, and you're going into the season with Graham Glasgow as your starting center.
Like, Ratliff, the pick is fine. Good, even. You're replacing multiple guys. Ratliff is not going to replace multiple guys in the interior of the offensive line, certainly not as a rookie.
Right.
Let's get back to the phones. Tony, another Tony, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, you know, this is on golf. You guys keep blaming the offensive line. This Sean McVay spotted it. He knows more football than you'll ever know, John. And I'm tired of you defending that guy, and I mean it.
Okay. All right, really, well, let's go.
I'm tired of all you guys defending Jared Goff. He's not the guy that's going to take anybody to the Super Bowl, and that's the bottom line.
I'm not holding Goff blameless. But what do you expect him to do when he's laying on his back?
Don't tell me he killed four drives with his arm. I watched it. He throws at the shins when there's not a defender in 5 yards. This guy is not a $50 million quarterback unless you want to sell tickets. Now stop it, and I mean it.
Okay, well, thank you. Noted and under advisement. But did I ever say that Goff was blameless in this game?
Why did Sean McVay get rid of him? Why? Ask yourself that. How come Sean McVay got rid of that guy?
Because he wilts under pressure. Because he wilts under pressure.
He's not good enough. It doesn't matter. There's nothing perfect in the NFL. Sean McVay knew it.
Right. Yeah. There is nothing perfect in the NFL, and no one's sitting here and telling you that Jared Goff is perfect. What I'm telling you is, if you're going into the season with Jared Goff, you better protect him. Are they protecting him? No.
Listen, you can't ask him to move one step left, one step right, and deliver a football accurately. He can't even do it with wide open people. And everyone says, oh, Tom Brady wasn't mobile. If I hear that again, I don't know what I'm going to do. If you're trying to bring him to Tom Brady's level,
that's not what we're doing.
He couldn't carry Tom Brady's water.
He couldn't carry Peyton Manning's water either. But was Peyton Manning mobile? No. One of the things that Goff is he's a smart quarterback, and he's able to dissect things and get rid of the ball. He was given zero time to do it.
Tony's arguing with people that aren't even here right now. Who's right. Comparing him to Brady and Peyton Manning?
No one.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it like this, okay? Jared Goff has limitations. We know what those limitations are.
Yeah.
We know who he is. They know who he is. You're not going to win that way. He's all fired up today,
yeah.
Man. It's 97-1.
Hey, when value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, I turn to my bank. That's First Merchants Bank. And I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and they work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And you can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well, and we all have to work together to help our communities continue to prosper. If you want to get started on your personalized financial solution today, all you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, man, I think a lot of people can relate.
I mean it.
Or what?
You gonna wag your finger at me again?
Sean McVay knows more football than you, John.
It was funny, too, at the break, because Heather asked the question, like, I wonder where he's calling from.
Yeah,
like is he was calling from the kitchen table, and his wife is going to come down and be like, "What? Who are you yelling at?"
Was he in the bed? Was he in his bedroom? Was he pacing the family room? Was he in the car? Was he at work? Like in a storage
was he on
closet?
The John?
Like where was
talking
he?
Talking to the John?
Getting so fired up.
All right, look, there's a lot to complain about, a lot to be unhappy about. Got a bunch of phone calls to take this morning. It's not a Lions victory Monday.
Yeah.
Measuring stick game. They didn't measure up. And now you face the reality. They're not going to have the one seed.
Yeah.
And this offensive line gets overwhelmed with all the great defenses they faced this year. They have faced four defenses in the top half of the league. They faced three top 10 scoring defenses. They've lost every single one of them. The idea that they're going to win four consecutive playoff games.
Yeah.
Yikes. Let's get to the phones. Let's start with Pat and Romeo. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, yeah, that guy was fired up, by the way. He should be like a substitute teacher.
But, he might be.
No, but, you know, the little pace here, you know, I know everyone's getting hung up about the fourth downs and going for it. My thing yesterday, I thought Campbell had a bad game. I don't think he read the tea leaves. Like, that game was field position. No one was moving the ball. Our defense played great. And I thought there was a couple times we were at midfield. We could have pinned them, but we were always going 70, 80 yards. And they were going 40 yards, 50 yards.
Yep.
And I thought we could have shortened the field quite a few times. And we didn't.
Well, especially with the way the defense was playing. If you're playing field position in a game where weather mattered, and you're able to, with the best, one of the best punters in the league, if not the best punter in the league, pin them inside the 15 or even inside the 10, they weren't doing much offensively either.
No, they did nothing the whole game. I mean, we gave them the pick. I just felt like, you know, Jalen Hurts could have made the mistake and we could have got a nice short field at some point. But, you know, right around the, like, the 40, 50-yard line, we were going for it and going for it and going for it. And why not kick them down there and they're not doing anything? And maybe we get the ball at the 40 and we get a short field. And I thought we missed a couple opportunities to do that.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about was the turnover battle. Now, it was only one turnover, but it was costly, and it cost them 3 points. Thankfully, the defense held them to just 3 points in that situation.
And then the other thing, the only other thing I always wonder, I've been saying this for the last 2 years, when it's short yardage – I love Gibbs, and he's absolutely one of the best players in the game. Why is David Montgomery not getting the ball on short yardage sometimes?
I think you're talking the
first. I just feel like he's a hammer.
Yeah, the first fourth and one of the day, it was Gibbs. and not Montgomery. The second fourth and short was the fake punt, and that's killing you because you see the Eagles left their starting front out there, and if we know the Lions offensive line can't block Jalen Carter, and
why would we expect the punt team to do it?
Yeah, let's
surprise, they're not setting up for a punt return. They don't care if their returner gets just absolutely demolished. It's going to be a fair catch, or it's going to be, you know, it's going to be something where there's no return. So what are we doing running a fake punt in that situation? There needs to be, I'm sure there is. And the question that I'm going to ask Dan tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll get asked it today, who calls that off? Yeah. It can't just be, hey, we're running this no matter what.
Right.
Because they stack the defensive front. Is Grant Stewart the one who's, he's the one that's taking the snap. Is he looking at going, I could pick this up even if we don't block anybody?
Yeah, I think it's Ajomo, who's one of their better run stuffers. He's right there in the A gap, and he right on the interior of that defensive line, and he pops the play. I mean, you got to call that one off.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? I think just some things are getting lost in the shuffle this morning is the Lions couldn't run the ball.
Yep.
The Eagles outgained them 148 to 74. They doubled them up. Goff threw 37 passes. The Lions only ran the ball 21 times. We all know that's a recipe for disaster for the Lions when that happens.
Yep.
Still, to go back to the caller who was coming after John, I do think that was that's wild. They'll never win a Super Bowl with Goff game. I don't know how you're going to get through the playoffs and win four games or three, if you're lucky, against great defenses with
him.
You
need to have an elite offensive line.
I mean, I felt like I was watching the Super Bowl he played in last night to some degree. That was a 13-3 game. Tom Brady didn't play. That was his worst Super Bowl he played.
Sure.
But he didn't make the mistake either. And I know that was a batted ball, but I mean, 14-37.
I agree. And so, but my point is it's not all on Goff.
You're right.
It was drop passes. And I don't even know in terms of the routes that were being run, was there miscommunication in that regard as well? Because the theme seemed like everything was off. It was protection. It was dropped balls. It was Jared Goff as a major part of why they didn't win that game.
But they didn't have good offensive line play, but he has to have it. But that's the problem.
I agree.
He has to have it unlike some other
quarterbacks.
That's
why I said they lost this game in February, March, and April.
Exactly. When heck, they lost it 2 years ago, John. We brought it up. We water the garden.
Yeah, right.
Draft offensive linemen.
When you extend Jared Goff and say you're good enough for Detroit and commit to him, you have to commit to having an elite offensive line.
Yes.
To do one without the other is asking for disaster.
And they had two Pro Bowlers. One might be a Hall of Famer in Sewell. And then Decker's better. He's above average. You had three above average offensive linemen. You're nowhere near that right now.
And the other thing is you're not getting above average play from those guys right now.
Yeah, they're hurt. Sewell, I mean, you argue shouldn't have been out there last night. Well, what are you going to do? And how much does Laporta play in to just the blocking scheme in general in a game like that?
Especially when you're going to forward on fourth down. One of the things that Dan Campbell has admitted to us is that Sam Laporta, one of the best things he's done this year is on the blocking front.
Let's get to Robert in Davidson. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Been sitting here for about 45 minutes, but want to talk to you. You know, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but yeah, the Green Bay game, nobody played in preseason. I'm not worried about that. The only game that I sucked was that Minnesota game. Yesterday's game, yeah, you know, we had that right in our palm of our hands. We should have won that, son of a gun. But I'm not worried about the Lions. The Lions are going to be just fine. Whether we got to go four games through the wild card, so be it. But I'll tell you what.
Robert, can you help me get where you are? I want to be where you are. I want to feel like it's no big deal. Why are you not more concerned?
No, don't get me wrong. There's plenty to be cleaned up. Are you kidding me? Good God,
do you have faith they can do it? Because I've watched them struggle with every great front they faced.
You know, you're right. You're right. They have struggled. But I tell you what, I still feel that they're going to be able to put this thing together. And with our offense, am I going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl? I don't know that.
Well, yeah, and I wouldn't say that. I certainly wouldn't say that. I think it's just a harsh reality. But the most honest assessment might be they're just not good enough.
Yeah.
That might be the most honest assessment, as hard a pill as that is to swallow. They just might not be good enough.
So in 15 minutes, John's been personally attacked, and we've had other shenanigans happen.
Oh, yeah. That's the second time we've had to hit the dump button today. It's probably not the last.
You know how this day's going to be. It's 97.1.
Hey, every law firm talks about experience. David Femininio has decades of it, going up against insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes him different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone who's going to listen to you, someone who's going to work hard for you, and someone who will get you paid. David gets that. Your experience matters. And when he fights for you, not for his resume. If you've been injured, call 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's a Monday in the NFL season. We're talking Lions all show long, taking your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Few texts. Why does everyone who has a crash out sound like they never went to bed or replaced their coffee with beer? John, be careful saying Jack Fox is the best punter in the game. You might have to ask McVay his opinion, and I mean it. Signed, yeah. Rich at work.
Yeah.
Guys, I see positives in the defense. The O-line will be what it is. But there were fourth down turnovers on downs instead of field goal opportunities and J-Mo's stunt that cost them at least a point. That stuff is curable, and the defense is there, Steve in Livonia.
Is it curable with J-Mo? Because it keeps happening. Like, he's already had this issue once, and he did it again. It was a decision that he made.
He's been flagged for this before.
Yeah.
It's the most J-Mo play ever. Because no one can catch him. World-class athlete on a field of world-class athletes. And yet he can't stop himself from doing something stupid and giving them a chance to take the lead.
And the NFL loves, they've embraced the celebrations, whether it's a turnover celebration or a touchdown celebration. We have had some great ones with Amon-Ra St. Brown standing on his head or doing the superhero jumping over Gibbs. Like, you can do all those things, but it's clearly defined. Don't mess with the goalposts.
It's not a new rule. It's been a rule for as long as he's been alive.
Can't dunk on him. You can't do whatever J-Mo was doing to the goalposts.
Yeah, how would you describe that, John?
I'll just go G-rated and say it was a giant bear hug.
He was straddling it. Tech says, when Jared Goff wears the gloves, he always throws at the shins.
Yeah, when I saw the gloves, I don't like it. I don't know how that affects him or what it would have been like without the gloves, but I don't like it.
Ron in Ann Arbor, you want to talk about the hamburger helper? You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. I promise I won't yell at you.
Thank you, Ron.
Yes, that was my question because I've never seen a quarterback, and I saw Elway against Washington in the Super Bowl. I've never seen a great quarterback. He is very accurate, looks so bad on throws where he wasn't pressured. And he threw the two balls that were right on the money for the touchdown drive. And then maybe when he was under pressure, he grabbed the ball too much. There was too much grip on the gloves. There was not enough. But that was just bizarre how bad that was.
He was super inaccurate.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's – I don't know if it's too much grip or if it's just not enough touch, not enough feel for the ball.
Because I don't remember who, but I do remember it might have been Favre. I remember somebody in a playoff game, they started out with gloves. It was really bad weather, snow, and then they took the gloves off. Then they were wearing one glove. So maybe they were new gloves. I don't remember him wearing gloves this year, but there has to be an explanation. I thought he was, like, really hurt. Some of those balls were just so bad.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look to see if in cold weather games before, has he been a two-glove guy? I just don't remember.
I'm sure Carson Anderson will have a bunch of glove questions for him on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the best pass Jared Goff's ever thrown to Jameson Williams was in Chicago last year. That 82-yard bomb.
Yes.
Where he just led him perfectly.
Was he wearing gloves?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know he had a great stat line that game. I was trying to find it in time, but...
I'll take your word for it. It was a hell of a throw. I remember it. Let's get back to the phones. Ray in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys? Jansen, go blue.
Go blue.
Two really quick things. This was Dan Campbell's worst game, coached game as a Lion, by far. The play calling in the first half was horrendous. If this was Morton, today we'd be burning the city down, asking for him not to even step in Ford Field. Obviously, we're not going to do with Dan Campbell. But my biggest takeaway, and I hope you ask him this tomorrow, so when you defer to kick the ball out so you can get the ball at halftime, you do it so you can try to get back-to-back possessions, right?
Yes.
Now, end of the first half. It's first and goal, Philly. We have three timeouts. Why on earth do you not call one single timeout to try to get the ball and score there? What was that?
Right.
That has to be done.
I'm yelling at my TV right there with you, and I'm going.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm going, dude.
I couldn't believe it.
Take a TO, timeout. A.J. Brown gets the first down. It's a second and three.
Exactly.
They throw him the little slant. It gets down to the five. There's a minute 12 to go. You have all three timeouts. To take 100%. None of them is to deny yourself a chance at points to close out the half. And you're right.
What's
they talk
the point
about
of deferring the ball. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can do that.
And here's the thing. Like, Dan might have just wanted to get his team into the half, but what you do is you use a timeout and another timeout, and you get the ball, and there's a minute to go, and you see, right? You could run a screen or a run, and if it goes nowhere, you go, all right, we're going into half. But what if you break a 20-yard run? What if Jahmyr Gibbs slips a guy and gets to the second level? And, oh, look, we're in midfield again. Like, you give yourself a chance.
Yep.
To just throw away that he's killing me with that. I think he was asked about it yesterday. I hope he'll be asked about it today. I'd love to get an explanation tomorrow. He's killing him.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know you're in the same boat where, especially when it happens before half, there's 15 minutes, there are 20 minutes there where all of our buddies, because we talk football with all of them,
yep.
and they're texting us, what was he doing? You got to ask Campbell this on Tuesday. Phones blowing up, and I love it because, you know, hey, it's exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Well, and Mr. Hyper Aggressive, take a minute to try to score, right? What about Dan Campbell says, let's just throw away a chance to score points? Nothing.
Yeah, and then the fact that, okay, they're reviewing the touchdown and they have to run another play, so it just takes more time off.
Again, if it goes the exact same way and the Lions take timeouts, they're getting the ball with like a minute, you know, a little over a minute to go with one timeout. I'm not telling you they're going to score because it was a rough night for the offense.
Yeah.
But if we're going to bitch and complain about a possession they didn't get at the end of the game, I'm going to go, hey, remember halftime.
Right.
Remember a possession that Dan was not interested in having.
Well, yeah, and I know, I don't know how many people are on hold waiting to simply talk about the pass interference. We haven't really had that many calls about it this
morning.
I'm
actually happy we haven't had that many
calls.
Right,
because I agree, it was a terrible call. It shouldn't have been pass interference. But even if it's not called and the Lions get the ball back, how do we know that they're going to do anything with it?
248-539-9797.
You'd love to have the chance, though.
You would love to have the chance. And I, in the moment, I'm as irate as everybody else going, no. Show me the replay. Where is the PI? Get a magnifying glass out. I'm studying this. Where's the PI? You're killing me. And even Collinsworth, who I don't think has too many friends in Detroit, he's going, that's an atrocious, terrible call. Oh, boy. Look, we hyped this game up, and rightfully so. This is a big football game. We found out the Lions aren't going to have the one seed yesterday. And we found out that this offensive line is in a bad spot when it comes to facing high-end defensive fronts.
Just wasn't good enough last night. Nope. And they haven't been good enough against Green Bay to open the season. They weren't good enough against Kansas City. They weren't good enough against Minnesota. And they weren't good enough against last night.
Well, and then it just makes you wonder, are they just not good enough? Again, well, season's not over. I don't know why I feel like I have to stress that to people, but there's going to be, oh, it was all doom and gloom on the radio. No, it was honest this morning, guys.
Yeah.
It's an honest assessment. They just might not be good enough. You know, the division now becomes the focus. Thanksgiving Day becomes even more important. Chicago, I know you beat them once, might need to beat them twice now. And that only guarantees you one home playoff game. One of four you have to win the Super Bowl. And I refuse to lower the bar. That's the standard this organization has set. And they don't look good enough.
Yeah, and I go back to 2 years ago, the draft, and last year, where I think that this game was lost, whether it was the draft of taking Ennis Rakestraw and not watering the garden at that point, or it was the fact that there was a question about Frank, and whether or not he was going to play. He didn't do it until after the draft and after free agency. But even at that point, you knew Zeitler wasn't going to be here. You didn't do anything in free agency. You did minimal at the draft, and you didn't address the depth. And now you're dealing with injuries and trying to scramble to put together an offensive line that will be sufficient enough to hold up for a quarterback that needs great protection.
Ticket Tech says, if we hold on to the timeouts, you can trade them in for a free scoop of ice cream at the end of the game. Ooh. Absolutely ridiculous.
Ooh, ice cream, like that.
Why was Goff dressed like a four-year-old at a sledding hill? We're getting a bunch of Ticket Techs. We'll get back to the phones. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.